Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Public Works, approval of minutes?
Is there a motion?
Chairman Fenton?
Trustee Katsinas?
I'd like to make a motion. I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Public Works of September 3rd, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Disposal of village equipment?
Rich?
Madam Chair, these are a list of items that are just no longer needed by the village. There's some old museum cases. There's a couple of vehicles that were planned for replacement that just didn't quite make the auction from last week, but they were all scheduled for replacement, and the replacements are on site now at Public Works.
Okay. Are there any questions from anyone about the auction items? Motion would be in order.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Dodge.
Move to recommend to the village board to pass an ordinance titled Ordinance Authorizing Disposal by Public Auction of Personal Property Owned by the Village of Orland Park.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Robert Davidson Center demolition?
Madam Chair, this was approved and budgeted for demolition in 2019. The building's been vacant for over a year. It needs extensive repairs. We received four bids. Lowest one came in under the budgeted amount. Just as a side note, we are repurposing the rooftop HVAC units to the Public Works building before we demolish the building.
Nice recycling. Is there any questions about the demolition of the Robert Davidson Center?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the village board to accept the bid for the demolition of the Robert Davidson Center from Green Demolition Contractors of Chicago for the amount of $69,800.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
All right. What?
And go public safety.
Public safety.
Yeah, public safety, sorry.
Public safety, there's no minutes, so emergency vehicle, light bar, and siren control.
Chief McCarthy.
Madam Chairman, this is a request. We did an RFP to replace 25 light bars and 20 sirens. Three companies responded. EVT Tech was the lowest at $40,822. Federal Signal was actually the lowest at $38,855. But they substituted their own product to the product that we were looking for, which was Sound Off Signal, because that's what we have right now, about a dozen Sound Off Signal controllers and light bars. We're trying to maintain consistency in the fleet, so if you get in one car, the controller for sirens, lights is the same as the next car. So, but Federal Signal did not bid what we asked for, that is the Sound Off Signal product. And they're a big company too, and they bid their own product. Again, we want consistency with all the light bars and all the siren controls being the same. So we would recommend that EVT Tech be awarded the bid for $40,822.75. $49,500 was budgeted for this purchase.
Thank you, Chief. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Dodge.
Move to recommend to the village board to approve the purchase of Sound Off Signal light bars and siren controls from EVT Tech. 9910 West 190th Street East Mokina at a cost not to exceed $40,822.75.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
An ordinance amending Appendix B fine schedule of the Orland Park Village Code in regard to the imposition of fines and penalties.
Yes, Madam Chairman, our current fine for distracted or negligent driving in our ordinance is $100. In 2017, we issued 1,500 citations for it. Last year, 2,550. The problem is not going away. In fact, it appears to be getting worse. As you can see from the information, people using a cell phone are four times more likely to get in a crash, texting eight times, and it's one of the largest causes of death for our youth, which is texting. And it took a long time to get what we have now, over 90% seatbelt compliance, and it looks like it's going to take a long time until we get there. So we're requesting to raise the minimum fine from $100 to $150 in light of the serious nature of this negligent driving, particularly texting.
Thank you, Chief. I think we all have to be reminded of that. At least I do. Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair,
I just have a comment.
So.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say I think it should even be more than that, just because I am blown away at how many people are still talking on their cell phones and texting, even though they know it's against the law. And especially in the subdivisions and around schools, it's terrible.
That's your prerogative. But it is bad, and it doesn't seem to be abating. And I know it's going to take a while for all vehicles to get Bluetooth. That will solve the cell phone part of it, but the texting and emails and things like that might take longer.
Do you have a motion?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Dodge.
Tim, if you had your druthers, would these be higher, or do you think this will be a sufficient deterrent?
I think we should try it at 151st. See if we'll do a public publicity campaign too, to say that we're raising it. Hopefully that will get someone's attention, but it probably won't get the attention. You know, we have a large number of transient people that don't live in Orland Park, of course, coming from everywhere in the county and the state, coming through on our main roads and shopping here. So, but if maybe if they get a ticket for $150, it'll make a difference and they won't do it again.
Do Madam Chair, just do we as part of our public outreach campaign, should we maybe put a sign or two near the main entrances to Orland?
We'll be using the fire department signs,
okay.
Asking them to put it up. We'll put it on our social media now that the fine's going up on one of our Wednesday or one of those days.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, I'm glad we're doing this, right? I think we've long talked about first time one fee, shortly after that, it's basically a hockey stick upwards in terms of the severity of the bite for second, third, and fourth offenses. So to the extent that state law goes, allows us to go higher a year or so from now, I wouldn't mind if you came back and said, here was our experience base.
And, you know, it took a long time for seatbelts too, but in the meantime, a lot of lives are being lost. And if we can get the message across a little bit more, hopefully it'll help.
Yeah, just commenting, I mean, one of my fears is vehicles are bigger, drivers are more distracted, and now we have another item on the agenda later, which will just add to the pleasantry of the risk factors of getting behind the automobile in modern day America. So I don't think we can be strong enough on this. And it's a distraction. I mean, it's well known. Distracted driving adds to the crashes, full stop.
And the cost.
And the fatals.
I believe we had some cost. I thought we had some cost quotes here on the cost of crashes, and they're very, very high with injuries.
Do you want to make, you have this or not?
I have nothing. Madam Chair.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled an ordinance amending Appendix B, fine schedule of the Orland Park Village Code in regard to the imposition of fines and penalties.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Parks and Recreation, approval of minutes.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second,
I'm sorry.
That's right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Taste of Orland Park tents and supplies.
Yes, so what you have before you is we're requesting an increase of $56.40 for our tents.
I'm laughing with you, Nancy.
Yes.
I think this is one of the smallest change orders I think I've seen in 30 years, so I appreciate the clarity.
The reason being that we're doing this is we had a last minute change with the new asphalt in the parking lot. We did not want to be putting in the spikes, so we were using the cement balliards to hold the tents down safely, which incurred a little bit more money. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Are you sure? Just
Should we make this motion? Yeah, go for it. Okay. I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve an increase in the PO 19/001225 by $56.40.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Village Orland Park periodical printing RFP.
So what you have before you, we issued a request for proposal on September 9th for our brochure. So that was binding, saddle stitching, or perfect binding, and that's the delivery of 3 recreation program guides yearly for 3 years, starting summer of 2020 program guide. With that being said, when we received the four proposals were received, and of the 4, they were all over budget. So we had an option to lower the cost in paperweight which we think will reduce the amounts for this bid. But in order to do that, we're going to have to reject this bid and reissue it so we could start this process over and potentially save some more money.
Any discussions or comments?
Nope. Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, Trustee Fenton.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve rejecting the proposal for printing of the Village of Orland Park program guide and reissuing the request for proposal.
I second that.
Nancy, so in a case like this, right, I don't know if I recall a bid coming back where all of the bidders said this is the reality, so whether it's paper costs or just costs of change, do we have any procedures or policies for if you not to have to go back through everything? I just want to make sure I really care about is cycle time.
Sure.
If you have this condition, how quickly can we get it done?
We had increased the budget for this item by $17,000, knowing that it was going to increase from the last time we had it out there, which was shortly 2.5 years ago. What we didn't realize, and that was based on feedback from one of the vendors, but we didn't realize after talking to the president of 22nd Century Media, was that there were tariffs that were out there couple years ago with some of the main producers of paper, so Canada and our internal paper distributors. With those tariffs, the price went up for purchasing. Now the tariffs were removed and the prices didn't really go down. So he was sharing with us that even the Prairie and with the papers that they have, the price costs have gone up. So we didn't realize there was a tariff issue out there. We knew we needed to increase it. We did increase it, but not enough. Again, one way that we're looking to help absorb some of the cost is reducing the paper. So if you ever looked at our brochure, the paper isn't magazine thick, but it has a nice texture to it. It's 50-pound paper. We're going to reduce it down to 40-pound paper, so it'll have more of a newspaper print feel, but we think it'll be fine. We've looked at the texture of it. It won't bleed through, and that will provide some savings. It may not get us where we need to be, but it's going to help shave off some dollars.
Right. So another question for you, and we can put this off to a future date. Do we think that there's a big enough segment of people out there that would be happy for paperless, all digital?
No. I'm working on that. We monitor online registration very closely from year to year, and as part of the budget process, I was going to speak to that. We would really love to go digital. However, there's a large contingency of people that still register at the front desk. They still look for the book. And when we look at online registration, it is increasing, but very slowly in small increments.
Okay. No, I think Trustee Fenton has a fairly strong opinion on this.
Well, I think the online registration will increase, but the people still want that booklet in their hand so they can sit there, they can circle with their kids or whomever, what they're going to do, what programs they're going to do, or if they forget about something, oh, maybe our plan's canceled and now we can go to the tree lighting or something like that. It's there, they're not looking through their computer. Plus, if you know their computer boo-boos or something, then they still have the paper copy to look at.
And you know, another thing to follow up with that is our sponsors, some of our headlining sponsors made that decision to, you know, make these large donations of $70,000 or $85,000 because the book has a shelf life of 3.5 months. Mm-hmm. And that's marketing money that they don't have to spend for a flyer or a postcard that gets lost in the mail. They know in this book it sits in people's houses for a period of time.
Yeah, that's fairly stated because that's the nature of the industry. Nobody yet has really figured out how to properly quantify digital advertising, which is why it's still so relatively cheap. So certainly agree with you on that one. I wouldn't mind if we talk about this again. I think probably most of us in this room are probably mostly paperless with all of our normal bills and such. So I think there's an opportunity to think about this. And to Kathy's point, and I don't disagree, there's plenty of people who are going to want the physical booklet. Got it. Maybe we can think about digital for certain people and opt in for mail distribution, but that might change the cost per booklet, but reduce the overall cost. So we'll see. Just keep it on the list. Thank you, Nancy.
Do we call the vote on this one?
Or is it all in favor?
Aye.
2019 Theater, Cinderella.
So the next couple of months, I'm going to have a lot of dashboards for you. We are very busy this summer, so we're working to crank those out so we could review them. This dashboard is the Cinderella overview, and what we did for the first time this summer was have an all children theater show at the Cultural Arts Center. So you could see by the revenues and expenditures that This exceeded, this almost doubled our revenue expectations by coming in at $11,000. We were budgeted to bring in $6,000 in revenue, and our expenses were slightly under at $5,000, and we were expensed to spend $6,000. We had a lot of positive feedback on your attachment that you have on your laptop, some of the emails that we received from our families. And what we did differently with this, that it was so successful, is the original theater production was cast for 40 participants, and there was 95, I believe I have in here, that came out. So we said, let's do two casts. So we did two casts, added more shows, which is a result of the success of the event.
All good.
Okay,
next session.
Plant replacements, improvements for median, and ROW landscaping beds.
Mr. Chair, this is a request before you to replace dead, dying, or failing plant life within our well over 100 median and right-of-way locations. During routine inspection, the village's vendor has identified plants that need to be replaced.
Questions or comments?
I have just one question.
Go ahead, Catherine.
While we're at it, is there anything we can do about our Village Hall parking lot? It looks like the worst parking lot in the village. The fact that there's no trees in the middle, it's just asphalt and concrete. It's very unpleasing. I know it's got nothing to do with this, but I just thought I'd bring it up at this point in time.
I'll be happy to check into that for you.
Thank you very much.
No, just did you have any questions or comments?
Just a quick thing. Did we have any other bids to do this?
This is the vendor that the village went out to contract with.
So they just extending what they're already doing?
This is a little bit above their contract price, which is why we're bringing it there. This is to replace plants that have died or failed throughout the season that they've identified through routine inspections. Uh-huh. This is something we do annually.
Okay.
So do we have a perspective on are all these rights of way and medians are, is this a normal rate of loss, above average or below average?
This is actually, last year I believe our loss was almost $31,000, so it's improving.
So does that tell me anything about the rate of loss or simply the cost of replacing the loss?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay. Because I guess where,
it also varies on the
you see the essential question I'm asking, which is how are we, you know, we spent a lot of money to get LaGrange Road to look the way it does to support our retail base. Because otherwise it could have looked like 22nd Street where you have a sea of asphalt and nothing in the middle of it.
Oh, you mean like our parking lot?
So there's a reason for doing all that. But we also kind of knew coming into this that there were going to be some operational expenses to keep it looking like that so the town looks like something. So I you don't have to do it tonight, but I'd be grateful if you could bring back a, we're holding our own and the plants we've planted and the way it was designed and done, we're doing just fine given that it's in a pretty harsh environment, correct?
Correct. And you're referring specifically to LaGrange?
Oh, LaGrange, but just broadly, right? Because, you know, the towns that I've been in, the ones that have this type of planting, the town looks and feels different than those that don't. Correct. So it's a good thing. But let's just be mindful about what we're planting and how well it's holding up because, you know, it's important. So just come back to a future committee and let us know.
Sure. No
problem. Okay. Is there a motion and a second?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the plant improvements in the specific locations in the mediums and ROW locations to our current landscaping vendor, Christine Weber Landscapes, in the amount not to exceed $15,246.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee.
I just have a comment for Gary. I did receive an email from one of the people that were involved in the tournaments over the weekend at Centennial Park. I think the gentleman resides in New Lenox, and it was nothing but complimentary comments to your staff and the fine job that they did on keeping those fields ready to play for Sunday and coordinating everything out there. They said it was phenomenal.
Very good, thanks. I'll pass that along to the team.
I will forward you the email. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that was fun.
That's
true.
Yeah, well, let's ask him.
Yeah.
A lot of it, if it's old and it croaks.